Welcome and thank you for joining me. This is Jian Yalhoff. More information on me at jianyalhoff.com. Today, the down and dirty bondage of your belief system. I know you've heard many things about your beliefs, good, bad, right or wrong. We're going to go beyond the judgments and beyond the goings and the comings of your mind. And we're going to teach you a new way to program you to have a clear and free mind. So the down and dirty belief system that you have that's not working for you because you don't have what you have or want right now, we're going to show you how to create new meanings to what you already know. How empowering is that? Nothing here today you're going to learn is new to you. It's just going in and changing what you already know and have it work for you in a more powerful way, a clarity of change, creating new meanings to the words you already know. I'm going to teach you how to change perspectives instantly. I'm going to teach you how to implement the new belief system that you are now wanting to believe, how to power that up into your own life, putting it into action. And in the end, we're going to reveal the open and clear freedom of now of your beliefs. So come along on this journey with me as we spend about 45 minutes together, really honing in on these things. You've already learned many of these things if you read the book, I'm More Than That. Not grab a copy. Grab the audio series or the app series, whatever that is for you, it works best for you. This is going in deeper. This is going to take all the dust, all the dirt off every belief that you have. Doesn't matter where your belief came from, who gave it to you, where it was programmed. We're staying out of blame and judgment. We're really taking that power back of us to say, I can have my own beliefs and they can work for me naturally as I believe, as naturally as I breathe. And putting that together in such a way that is embarking you into a new future, a new now, that's the journey of taking the power, experiencing this life, and making it anew to you, whatever that is for you. Through this, I want you to keep an open mind because your conscious mind is going to say, that can't happen. I can't change that. When you hear those things, I want you to stop a moment and say, what if I could? What if for this instant I could change that definition and leave it there? Many areas in coaching, they all come down to relationships, money, right? Freedom, dreams, visions, self-confidence, these kind of things. So we're going to touch on every area, and you can use this system in every area of your life, however you label it, if it's a relationship or it's money. You really just got to dig in there and change the beliefs about what it means to you. Because all those definitions, you remember back in elementary school, you had to remember that this word meant this and this meant this. Now that you've gone older, some of those words don't mean the same. Think about your culture today and the culture you grew up in. What did cool mean back then and what does cool mean now, right? It used to be a feeling of coolness, of cold, of a sense, of feeling. And now it means some awesomeness, right? Or it means really neat. Or they were cold me, right? What is that? What's cool mean? So we take the most basic word and we have 20 million definitions from the world and we're like, which way do we go with that? Today I'm going to show you how to go your way with that. How to bring that into you to say, what do I need for me? And how do I want to believe that for me? So let's start with relationships in your life. Think about the first three people that come to your mind that you hang around. What do you have in common? What's not in common? And how do you get along through that? The key is flexibility. And most of the time, the ones that you hang around with have about the same belief system you have in a lot of many areas, a lot of different ways. But there's a common ground or a common thread. So I'm going to teach you how to release that common thread to up the ante. Doesn't mean you have to lose your friends. up your ante to new ways of new definitions of empowerment for you. What does the relationship with your best friend mean to you right now? If you were to write down the first 5 words you heard. And you would write those words, right? Maybe it's happiness. Maybe it's closeness. Maybe it's someone you can trust. What is that for you? Maybe it's drama. Maybe it's chaos. Whatever that is, they create for you. There's a reason why you keep them in your life. And there's a reason why. There's a gain. There's always a gain in your mind to have something in your reality. If it's an added to, whether it gives you negative attention or positive attention or negative results or positive results, there's a gain of result there. And that's what we want to clarify today. What result are you getting with your belief system? Just look around you right now. That's your reality. So that's your result. Your reality is that mere result of what your mind is thinking and producing and allowing you to know that you can have or can't have or outside your realm or how you're believing it. So we're going to create new meaning to simplified words that will simply change your life in an instant now just by changing your definition. Friendships. What does that mean to you? Is it heavy? Does it mean you're always doing for others and not yourself? What if you put a new word in there that meant friendship just meant that person I could trust at any time? And that's simply it. Just trust. What about your relationship with money? Do you trust money to be there? Do you think you have to work hard for it? Do you think you have to go find it? Do you think that others have more than you and that you can't have, or others have less than you so you don't want to have? What's hitting home here? Let's talk about money. Can it just simply mean trust? Can you take off all the negative, down and dirty things that you've heard about money that's the root of all evil, or that it can't buy you this or it can do this or that? How many? Wow. One word. How many definitions do you have? How many perspectives do you have about it? We're going to lift those perspectives. And in this instant, you can change money to mean whatever it is you want it to mean. So for wealth, you need money for wealth, right? So your wealth, does wealth even have money in it? Money's energy. Wealth is a word of energy. So align money and wealth together. Say the wealth of me is the wealth of the money. We're not talking about self-esteem or any of that, self-confidence. We're just talking about the word money. Where does it come from for you? Does it come from work? Can it come in many multiple ways if you're open to it? Or do you just see it as there's never enough? What if there was enough? What if there was enough money for you and everyone in this world to be the multi-billionaires, the multi-infinaires you wish to be? Where would you find that money? Did your mind just say, oh, we'll never get there? Stop. You can be there now if you choose to change the belief of what your mind just told you you couldn't have. So we're going to go into a parent-child relationship right now with your mind. And this is going to take you into some new realms. Don't worry about if you got along with yourself, if you're parent or child. This is your parent and this is your child. So release everything you just heard about, ooh, I didn't have good relationships with my parents, or I did have awesome relationships with your parents. Doesn't matter. For this exercise, simply stay in the now. So your mind's going to be the child, and you're going to be the parent. Okay? And you're going to tell your mind exactly what you want it to know. So mind, I now want you to know that money is always right there, right when I need it. Mind, I want you to know that money is always producing, always coming into me freely as I give, freely as I receive, and I'm open to receiving in all ways this money of energy and this energy of money. Now, as we're going through this, these same commands, you can put in a different word for money if you want to work on relationships or friendships or belief systems of having or your own self-confidence. You can replace the word. What we're doing is simply doing the parent-child teaching of what money is again to you. or what relationships are again to you, okay? So you go back and use this exercise. Use it repeatedly because it's going to help you start transferring the mind. There's a part of your mind that's called the convincer, and it wants to be convinced before it believes that it's true, right? So we're tapping into that convincer to say, I'm now convinced because I'm the parent. I'm going to tell you, child, to be convinced, mind, that I already know this is true for me. Whether you see it, hear it, feel it, or know it, I want you now to trust me in a new way. I want you to trust me with an inner knowing, the inner knowing of myself, so I can create freely the outer knowing of my reality from myself. Okay. So, mind, I want you now to believe that money means wealth, happiness, takes care of bills, takes care of family. It's there to enjoy and have freedom in, right? And for those of you who are visual, go ahead and pull up what that visually looks like for you, that you have every money, all the money you need, right when you need it, right on time, and even more, and even more. And you see you're releasing your credit cards, you're releasing all credit due, because you pay as you go now. Pay as you go, I pay as I 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 go. And I want you to believe this. And every time you pay for something that you actually use your money or your debit card for, that you're not planning on paying in the future, but paying it now, right when you have bought it, right when you have it, every time you do that, I want you to ask your mind to say, see, feel it. See it, feel it, hear it, know it. Using your senses to catch up with this inner belief that you're now paying as you go. I now have all the friends I need right when I need them. You can go into friendship with that. And every time a new friendship creates, see, mind, I told you so. I told you to trust me. I told you to believe me. Here we go. Here we go. Is that not the same walk you heard in life as your parents would tell you it's okay to take a step? And we're programming forward. We're not putting any do's or nots in there because it doesn't hear the nots. Your mind does not hear no, not never. So if you're ever saying those three words, no, not, never, in a negative way, your mind will not. Your mind bypasses them and hears everything on. So if you created this belief that you can only have this type of man or this type of woman or this type of finance or this type of, we're going to go down deeper and say, we're erasing that today and putting in anew. So what do you know about relationships with money? Write it down. Write down your beliefs about your relationship with money. 5. Don't go over 5. 3 to 5 is great. 3 to 5 keeps your mind right in clarity. Okay? So write down your beliefs. Now ask yourself, is that true? Is that truly what I want my relationship with that to be? That being money, that being a person, that being the love of your life, whatever that is for you, that's where you're plugging in this new belief. What if I believe the total opposite of what I just wrote? So for those that just wrote, money comes to me in my weekly paycheck from work. What if you took your abilities and your talents and created money to come from you just because you have the ability and talents? And it freely comes through those that you help with your ability and talents, that you serve, that you give to, whatever that is, whatever you're creating for them to buy into. How would that change your life? And how would you not be stuck in a 40-hour week job with a paycheck? What would you do differently? Do you see how that one belief has structured your entire life for the last how many years have you been working for someone's paycheck? For someone else to pay you? And we're not saying that when you get paid in services that it's not a paycheck. But you're creating it from you. And you're deciding when you're going to work, when you're not going to work, what you're going to work for, what you're worth. If you're working for someone else, then they've already told you what you're worth. If you're only worth $8 an hour, you'll have the structure mentality around $8 an hour. So when you look at someone that's working at $1 million an hour, you're like, whoa. The only difference is your belief system. That's the only difference. So that's the down and dirty of the bondage of your belief system. In taking the power back of your belief system empowers you to create just what the rest of them created, whatever that is for you. And you can give and receive. How much more can you do with what you know than what you don't know? So that's why we're creating new meanings for what you already know. You already know what money means. You know what it does in your reality. So we're going to start changing the pictures in your mind. Because every time you have a thought, believe it or not, there's a picture associated with it, or experience of a picture associated with it, right? So we're going to go in and change the picture. So with that first belief of money, whatever it is for you, I want you to see that belief. And now I want you to see what you want it to mean to you. What do you want it to mean? Don't worry about if you can or can't. Just what do you want it to mean? What does it look like? Are you standing in the pile of the money? Are you giving it freely to others? Are you helping organizations? What are you doing with it? See it in motion, in action. That's energy. Energy is always in action. And on the screen, pull up two screens. One with where you're working for your paycheck or whatever you're worth there. And this other one that you want to do, that you want it to mean to you. And dream big. Open big. Think big. Think big. Think big. Really big. Really big. Bigger. More. Bigger. More. There it is. What's the difference in the pictures? One, your big dream picture is great. Big. How big is the other picture of your 40-hour week job or however you're working that? Okay. Now, in your mind, I want you to imagine and pull in, really pull in that big screen and just let it come right into your forehead. And as you're pulling that new screen in, the other screen's leaving. Take a deep breath. Release it down into your body. Just let it sink in right there, right there. Now, if you've worked with me any, and then through the book, you'll know that I love the future pay stuff because we want to make sure it's in there, right? So now, just for a minute, think about your job that you have now. It's not as comfortable as it was, is it? It's not really meeting the needs that you really want from your big dreams. Oh, but what's the steps to get there? How do we get from this to that? This to this, right? This to this new reality that you just implanted in your mind with that picture. You simply believe from the picture that you already are. And when you already know that you are, your reality begins to match it because it just knows what you're putting into it. So if you're thinking of your mind as a computer system, those belief systems are the programs. And so going in and tapping in and putting in new belief systems is simply saying delete this one and put this one in. Delete that one, put this one in. But what a lot of people try to do is delete what they don't want, but they don't put in what they do want. So then your mind goes, well, I'm going to bring that back because it's not a vacuum. Your mind is not a vacuum. There's no empty holes. So every piece, every part of your mind is full with a belief, with a value, with a knowing. And so you going in there methodically and saying, and you can do this daily. Don't try to conquer the whole world in one day. Work on little parts. Pick a day. Mondays I work on finance. Tuesday I work on relationships. Thursdays, whatever that is for you. You build your system that works best for you. Do you see what you're getting here? You're not getting structure to say on Monday you have to. Because the have to's won't work for you. You have to want in inside of you enough to bring your own have-tos out into your realities. And they're not have-tos to say that they're bondage, that they're heavy. Oh, I got to go do this. Oh, I got to go do this. No, it's I want to. So you bring your haves into wants because it creates this new belief system that says you already have it. So now I just want to enjoy it. So you, from your enjoyment of having what you want, creates this new belief that whatever your haves are, you can create them into your wants. And whatever your wants are, you can create haves into knowing that you can get there. You have to get into the action, though. And that's why on your screens, I want you always to be in action on your screen and see what you're doing to create the wealth, to create the relationships. Are you meeting new people? Are you gathering? Are you creating events? What is it in your life? If you're in a work and you work, maybe you work for insurance. Maybe you work in a bank. Whatever it is, there's always a way to increase the income that's coming to you. Whether you create a great idea and take it to your boss. What is that you want to implement? You're right where you need to be because that's where your belief, your whole belief system through life has brought you. So now where do you want to go? And what new belief do you want to plug in? And every time you hear a negative in your mind that says, you can't do that, or I don't have time for that, or whatever that is, I want you to stop. And it's to say, what if I did have time? And what if I do it now, in the moment that you hit me? In the moment that it came to me to do this, I should do this. I will do this. How much more in your life would flow? And how much less would your mind be boggled with trying to remember 20 million things you need to do that day? Right? I'm asking you to step up to the plate, to release the negativity in your mind of your belief system. Let's pull up another word, self-esteem. What do you think about yourself? What do you feel about yourself? Are you too this, too that, not good enough, too little, too big, too small? This is, are you picking yourself apart? Because I'm going to show you that in order to change, you've got to come into a neutral zone. And this neutral zone allows you to change perspectives instantly because it says, I'm just seeing what I see because I see it. I'm just knowing what I know because I know it. I'm feeling what I feel because I feel it. I'm hearing what I hear because I hear it. It's a neutrality of not judging it good or bad, right or wrong. It's just a knowing, right? Just a common knowing. Just a knowing in your mind. So, self-esteem. Pull yourself up in your mind. If you're visual, hear yourself, see yourself, know yourself. There you are on the screen. What do you like about you? Now, when I said like, you went to all the good things, right? Now, what don't you like about you? Oh, you just went on to the bad things. Now, I want you to just pull yourself up and look at yourself. Just look. That's you. In this moment, you've got to accept and love you before you can make any changes. Because when you come into accepting and love you just the way you are, just as I am, from that point, you're in a neutral, happy zone, right? Not good or bad, just this neutral peace zone of saying. So now pull yourself up. Do you want to lose weight? Okay. So pull yourself up. My new belief is that I now weigh. What do you want to weigh? Put it in there. And I love and accept myself into this weight. I love and accept myself into this pounds, this many pounds, whatever it is for you, plug it in. And I'm going to love and accept myself. Now on that screen and up above, I want you to see if you change a perspective of your eating, of your exercise, of those things that you already know about. Do you see where this is taking you? Because the food, are you eating negative food? Are you eating healthy foods or unhealthy foods? And what's your definitions of between unhealthy and healthy? Because the truth is, again, whatever definition you give to that word, it will produce in your body because it's energy. So if you really think fries are fattening, you're going to gain weight from fries. Honestly. Have you ever noticed those people that said, oh, I don't eat any of that because this, this, and this? They have got all these terms and all these reasons why. What if you just ate it because you wanted it and it would go through your body because it would go through and not attach? Now, later on in the program, we're going to talk about the attachment and attachment versus connection because it truly brings it home. But for now, we're just working on the belief system in your mind. And you have many of them running at many times. But bring them up as you go. Instead of trying to go, where's this belief at? Just watch yourself during the day, stay in awareness, and say, why did I believe like that? Right? Not good or bad, but just, what if I believe this way? How could I change it? How could I change it to a more positive, easier flow in my life if I move this belief to mean this? So how would your weight, being your new weight, change your life? What are the positives that you're hearing right there? Boom, boom, boom. What are these positive? Because you only want to lose weight because you have a gain. You only want money because there's a gain to it, right? Your mind works in multiples. So when you say, and multiply that gain, and multiply that gain, and multiply that gain, your mind gets that. So if you need to release the weight, instead of saying losing something because your mind will go looking for it, you're not losing weight, you're gaining muscle tone. You're gaining you back, right? You're releasing the fat and gaining your tone back, your body back. Do you see how that? And so as the mind comes in and says we're going to now bring in muscle tone and release fat, it doesn't believe you're losing anything. It believes that you're pulling back in and letting go of what? The excess. And as you do this, you start bringing clarity in your life and freedom in your life, because it's not that you have to eat this certain amount of foods to get this result. That's what the world will tell you. Because what they're plugging into you is a belief that says these equal these. So fruits and vegetables now equal skinniness. Not with everybody, right? Some people eat fruits and vegetables and they blow up like a balloon. So it's not true for them. What's true for you is what your reality is true for you. And implementing these new beliefs is for you to take the action of. When you're putting in your dreams, you put them in the now, the present tense, the knowing of you now, because that's how your mind works, in the now. It doesn't know the future. It creates from the moment of now. So what does now mean to you? Does it mean this moment? Does it mean 5 minutes from now? And where did that get askewed in your life? Someone says, do it now, and it takes them 3 more minutes. So now means 3 minutes instead of this moment. Or I'll do it now, and then they never do it. So now never comes. So your mind goes, I don't even know what now means. I know this is mind-boggling, but I'm telling you, if you take a few minutes a day and really start honing in on your definitions of what you want to know and mean, to new ways, to new realities, you can do it. You have the ability to program your mind and stop being the slave to the bondage of what's been passed down in your generation, cellular memory, into your programming of the mind through schooling, through other people, whatever that is, and really start developing your mindset to know that you're more than where you are now, and you're even more than that. And as you do this, the results come. And it's simply by changing the belief. Because once you change the belief, you change the action. And changing that actions is what changes your life into your newness of your awareness of whatever it is you want to create. So pull up your dream, whatever it is for you. Pull it up, big picture it, make it go clear around you. Almost as if you're like in an IMAX theater, right? Clear around you, your vision, because your reality is clear around you. Put your dream clear around you and be right in the middle of your dream. Are you traveling? Are you on the beaches? Are you in different countries? What is it? Pull it all up there. See it as a motion picture. This is your dream now. This is your dream now. And why is it your dream now? Because once you grasp it, you start dreaming more. You start dreaming differently. You start dreaming a different way, different knowing. But knowing your dream is a reality to you now. Okay, so here's your dream. Have it around you, clear around you. If you look to the left or right, you can still see your dream, feel your dream, hear your dream. What beliefs are supporting this dream that's going clear around you right now? Most of you just heard, I can't have it. Stop. What if you could have it? What if this happened now? What would change in your life? Now I want you to bring that IMAX theater surrounding there of your dream, and I want you to see it coming closer and closer, closer and closer to your body. Every part of your body is coming in closer and closer, closer and closer, and you're just allowing it to wrap around you, this dream of yours. It's wrapping you, wrapping around you, going right in through your body. Feel it go through your skin, through your mind, through your stomach, through your legs, through your feet. And when it's totally inside of you, I want you to take a deep breath in, hold it, and release it. You just imprinted the picture on every cell of the mitochondria of your DNA, this dream. And when you breathe out, you release all the negative that no longer supports. The things that said, I can't do this, I can't have that. Because watch this. Do this with me now. Pull up your dream again. See it around you. How much more real does it feel? How much less outside yourself does it feel to you? So in less than 3 minutes, we just changed a whole belief system about your dream. Because go inside and ask yourself, can I have this dream now? What do you hear? Yes. Yes. The more yeses you give yourself through the day, the more positive and going that you'll go. So when you hear yourself start to say a no, I want you to stop and say, how would I say that in yes manner? The yes manner is going to create for you a yes in belief system, a yes in your reality. Where's the belief right now that says you don't deserve it? Whatever it is, money, relationships, we all have that. Where is it? I want you to pull it up and tell it. Speak to that part of you that's holding that. For those that you can, just pull it out on your hand. That belief in me that please I can't have everything I want right when I want it. Pull that out on your left or right hand. Doesn't matter which hand it comes out on, just let it come out. And then on the other hand, that side of you that totally believes you can have everything right when you want it, right when you desire it, in the now. Pull that one up. Okay. There's one up, one down. Look at your hands. There you go. One feel heavier than the other. Take a deep breath in and kind of let them come together. And ask that side of you that's holding that part of you that says, I can't have. Ask it, what's it, why? What's it do for you? Does it keep you safe? Does it keep you working? Does it keep you protected? Does it keep you in chaos? What are you hearing? Ask it, what are you doing for me? And what's that do for me? And if that, and if those two words come together, what would that bring me? We're chunking down into the belief to get to the core to see why it needs to believe that you can't have it. And we're doing it just by your definition of your words. You can write this on paper or you can do it with your hands, but there's always a left and right side, right? A good, a negative and a positive. So what's the negative side saying about you having, and what's the positive side saying about you having, and are they coming together? So changing that negative side to say that I can have, and that I do produce, and I do receive, and I'm open to receiving. I'm open to receiving the now that I desire now. How did that just change your hands? Just by saying that, I'm open to receiving the now I desire now. So many times in your life, you've been told that you're not good enough, that you can't have, and all these things. And with this program, you're going to let go of the time framing. Right? Every moment of our mind is timed. Right? We're going to do this at 2, this at 3, this at 4. We're going to let go of time and come into a journey of just now. And we're going to let the illusion of time just leave us, because that's all time is, illusion. And we're going to power up your new belief system. Go back and listen to this recording, because every time you listen, it powers you up even more. And every time that you've worked on a part of your belief system, change the perspective of your definitions, structure it in your mind how you want to believe it, letting go of all the things that don't support it, right? Letting go of the false belief that says the opposite of, and bringing you in to reveal the up and clear freedom that you now have, because you are now in charge of the mental belief system in your mind. And that belief system is going to mirror in your body, it's going to mirror in your spirit, it's going to mirror in your what? In your reality. And this doesn't take you 20, 30 minutes a day. It takes you 3 to 5 minutes. Pick one thing a day, 3 to 5 minutes, and work on that. And as you go through your day, stop yourself and do it right there in the instant. Because the more you do that, instantly aware, the more you become aware. And you actually come back into consciousness of you. Wow. How many of you go unconsciously through your day and don't even know what you did 10 minutes ago or 20 minutes ago, but you know you did something? How outside of awareness are you? Yeah. Stay with you now. Stay in the now of you. Implement your new beliefs as if you've done it for many, many years. You can even put that in there. This definition means this centuries ago, and that's how I'm going to believe it, because that's what I want to believe now. So maybe money means $1 million to you, or $1 trillion to you, whatever money means to you. Say, it's always meant that. I don't know where that other belief came from, and it's gone now, because this is what I always wanted to believe it to mean. When you do that, what you're taking outside of you is that head chatter to say, no, it doesn't. We believe this for 10 years. Oh, no, now we believe this. Now we believe this. I don't know which way to believe. Erase the last memory to put in the new memory. To put in your memory set lies your definitions, right? So as you release those memories of what it used to mean to what it now means, you can always go back and see it. Trust me, it's always there, right? You can go back in your past at any time if you choose. And you can go back and judge it and critique it and blah, blah, blah. But you're here to experience the now of forwardness. So let's just go now into forward and implement these new beliefs. Even though it may have worked for many people, many years, you now want to change it to mean this. Put in the new belief that releases the bondage, that keeps you stuck, that keeps anything that doesn't feel freeing in that dream, let go of it. If it feels heavier, or tiresome, or, oh, that's going to take a lot of work, then what's your belief about work? Is work meaning passion now, or is passion something outside of work? Bring it together. Passion, work. I'm going to go through one with you for abundance and peace, okay? So peace and purpose and prosperity. Peace, purpose, and prosperity is the abundance, is the creative mind, is me now. But your work is going to be on saying, what's peace mean to me? What's prosperity mean to me? What's abundance mean to me? In all ways, always. And as you start to change your definitions, because this is what you wanted to believe, your senses start picking up on, that's true for me. That is true for me. Oh my gosh, that's just so naturally true for me. I've always believed that that's what it was, and that's just how it is. And I don't remember a time when I believed differently. Whew. Now, many of you are going to ask me why I do that. Why I all of a sudden just go in this rapid talk and then release. Because what I'm doing is I'm bypassing your conscious mind. That little thing that says yes or no. The critical factor. We'll talk about more of that later. There's a little piece of you that goes, yes, I believe, or no, I don't believe. So if we can get it in there before you know it, believe or not believe, there it is. Start doing that with yourself. Your mind works a lot faster than you speak it. And when you start to structure your own mind, you start to structure your own reality. And as you start to structure your own reality, you will start revealing the freedom, the clarity of now for you. And your physical senses, your six physical senses, catch on to this convincer of knowing. So ask yourself, how do I know something's true for me? Do I see it, hear it, feel it, taste it, smell it? What is it? What is it? Do I envision it and know it's true? Start with what you already know. So if you need to see it, if you need to see your new belief to believe it, how would you picture it looking? Because when you see it, you see it. Don't make this complicated. Simply believe as you create, as you know, and what you're lifting off as other people's expectations, other people's knowings, because they're not going to work for you. Yes, there's a commonality in the world that we need to know, right? Water, sea. But even water means something different to everyone. Are you getting this? Because this is the truth behind right where you are. And it's all in your mindset of your unconscious mind programming. So unconscious that as consciously as you breathe, these programs are running. And what we're doing here is bringing it up consciously to say, what do I want that to mean? How do I want my reality to look? And what's that one thing that I can do today that creates that reality true for me? When you ask it that way, because there's only one thing, right? Your mind goes, oh, we only have to do this one thing today. Thank God, right? Because many of us go, oh, I got 20 things to do today, and it feels heavy. So if three things are okay with you to do for today, then what's three things I need to do today that's going to create this new reality, this dream that I have within me? That's forever changing, of course, because as you grow, you develop, and you'll desire new and improved things, right? New and improved, new whatever that is. Nothing's new. It's just new in your reality. So as you're doing these, and you're daily doing them, I want you to begin to structure your own mind. Power up your new belief system. Don't just put it in there and let it lie dormant. Truly believe from that moment. So this technique is going to power you up into your new belief system. So the belief of money that we just changed for you, or the belief of your dream that we just changed for you, whatever you use, I want you now to see yourself. You can either close your eyes or keep your eyes open, but I want you to use all your senses. So see, hear, feel, touch, smell, envision, or know, right? I want you to sense yourself right in the middle of your dream, or right in the middle of your money belief, whichever one you're doing. And ask your body right when you're in the middle of that belief, and maybe it's the belief that you can have right what you want, right when you want it, or when you desire it, right when you want it, whatever belief you're using, I want you to ask any part of your body to tighten up that goes against this belief, this new belief. If any part of your body tightened up, I just want you to ask it to release and ask it, what's it need to know in order to believe? What does it need to see, hear, feel, taste, or smell? Hear what you hear, feel what you feel. What's it telling you? So if it needs to hear it, then what would it sound like? If it needs to see it, what would it look like? If it needs to smell it, what would it smell like? If it needs to taste it, what would it taste like to know it's true? Because the truth is, your mind doesn't know the difference between fiction and nonfiction, fiction and reality. So if it needs to hear you, clap your hands to know that it's done, and clap your hands to know that it's done, right? If it needs you to stand up and turn around in three circles to know that the belief's in there, then turn around in three circles and know the belief's in there. The body check scan is good because it tells you that somewhere on a deeper level, the cellular memory and the mind memory are not totally on board yet. They're holding back. They're limiting. Something's limited to totally believe. And that's what you're looking for, that limit. That bondage limit. And when you can feel that in the part of your body, that tightens up. So any part of your body that tightens up that's still not on board with your new belief of money, that you can have it right when you need it, and even more, and even more. What tightens up? And go to that part of the body as if you're talking right to that part of the body and say, what do you need to know about that to make it true that I can have, that I can, that I already have, that I already have, that I already do? Because when you already, what happens? It releases the limits. When you put it in now, in present tense, as if you already have it, as if you already know it, releases the bondage of the limiting belief that says you can't have. Because your mind says, wait, we already have it. Now here's a key step, is to say, in my awareness, I will now see, hear, feel, and know, and be able to utilize that which I believe now. Now your awareness is shifting into action, because your reticular factor in your mind is now honing in on those things that you're desiring and bringing them to you so you can act upon, not react to, act upon. And when you're in acting upon, you're receiving. When you're reacting, you're actually pushing away. So we want to act upon. Act upon this new belief. Power it up. Work with one belief a day and keep going. Maybe you have a whole belief system you want to work on a day. This is your life. This is your reality. And this will release the down and dirty bondage of your limiting belief system and reveal to you your up, clear freedom in the now. That you can be, see, have, do, whatever that is you desire here to create the experience of in your lifetime, in your soul spirit journey, in the mind body experience. You create it. And you create it with the energy within you. And you'll notice that other things will come into your life that supports it. So maybe your dream is to do this. Maybe your dream is in real estate, and so first you get your real estate license, and you're like, well, I don't know how I'd really sell a house. And then all of a sudden, someone comes up to you and says, can you sell my house? And you're like, wow, where'd that come from? So you're always manifesting in the now, right? Maybe you have a bill come in. Maybe your credit card bill, you're ready to see it paid off. So go ahead and put your amount on the screen that you owe, if you know what it is. Maybe it's $10,000, maybe it's $30,000, $40,000, whatever it is. And then you see balance zero. I'm going to now believe. I now believe my balance is zero on my credit card and I can pay it as I go. Whatever that is for you. And I now believe the money will be there for me to pay it in full as I go. And to pay off all past debts and to bring them into now, and that they're already paid in the now. You can do this with work. You can use this in many ways. See the dream job you want and the job you're in now. See how this job that you're in now brings you to a stepping stone to creating what you do want. What is it teaching you? What is it showing you to be? That's going to empower you to take that next step. That perspective switch in your job just allowed you to go, ha, I like my job. It's teaching me to do this, right? It's teaching me to do that. I love my passion. It's showing me how to do these things, whatever that is for you. So each week, stay in the journey. And each day, stay in the journey. And as you delve into this program even deeper, you're going to learn from the inside out how your energy systems work, how your power system works of your belief system, and knowing that you can hold your own belief. And you don't have to shout it to the world. It's your belief. You live it. And stay out of judgment of other people's beliefs, and you will bring your power back into you to do more, be more, Dream more. See yourself. Visualization is very important, but also is auditory. I say use all your six senses and hearing it, seeing it, just like you're watching a movie. Have you ever been engrossed in that movie so much nothing else is coming around? That's where you want to go. And if you're envisioning and the thoughts start coming in to say you can't, stop and say, yes, I can. What if I could? And then more, right? And it's going to create to you a new way of changing your definitions. And it's funny, in a way, in a manner, that once you change the definition here, it'll change across the board in your mind. It's not going to mean this in one setting and this in another setting. You really open it up to say, I'm changing it to believe this in all of my body, all of my mind. And this is my new belief that I can. And I am more than that. And even more than that dream. And even more than that dream. And as you begin to build these, your belief system and your reality come into one knowing, one trust, and your self-esteem, your self-confidence, all those things that kept you down are now able to release, and you're there to build the new you, whatever that is for you. Every day, wake up anew. Every day, I'm waking up anew. Creating something new today. Creating something new for me today. I'm releasing something old and creating something new. With that mindset, with that power, you can change your perspectives, implement your own belief system, structure your own mind, put into action, power it up, and your awareness of doing it as you go can change. As soon as you hear yourself say, I can't, say, what if I could? Or how would I? Right? Do it. I'm challenging you. Take this challenge to do it. Peace that you're desiring, the peace that knows that you're more than what you're being right now is going to come out of you into the happy song of spirit, a happy color, a great taste, an awesome smell that's going to envelop you in your world, in your dream. That is my hope for you. Connect with me now on JanielleHuff.com if you'd like to work one-on-one with these. I'm here for you to create you the way you desire to be you and to experience your reality. Every moment is an experience. How do you want to experience yours? Connect with me now. Tell me, and I'll show you the way. And until we meet, a friend, stay at peace, my friend.